Thank you for tuning in today for our podcast, 7210, the Chapel Series. 7210 is a production of Southwestern Christian University, produced by April Black, and I'm David Roman. Check out the university on our website at swcu.edu and find out more about the over 30 different degree programs that we offer. The campus is located at 7210 Northwest 39th Expressway in Bethany, Oklahoma. Stop by and check us out either on the web or at our main campus.
Well, good morning, everyone. How are you doing today? Sounds like you're doing pretty well. I heard a couple of like, oh, I'm doing all right. We have some of those people in here. Are you doing okay today? Yeah. Okay, well, good. I am really glad that you're doing great today. I can't tell you how excited I am to be here at Chapel. I am a graduate, like Dean Davis said, I'm a graduate of SCU, and I enjoyed my time here. And actually, I'm really jealous that I'm not able to be a part of any of those things up there on the screen that they're talking about in the announcements. How many of you guys are going to participate in open mic night? Can I see a raise of hands? Okay, I saw like three people. Mark Cullum, he is going to be a part of open mic night. He's going to bring the house down, I'm sure of it. Okay, listen, get involved. Come on out. Come and support these events because they're putting them on for you. Can we give a round of applause to Chapel Band? I know how hard they work each week to come and get prepared to do chapel for you guys. And I'm just thankful that Southwestern is a place where you can come and use all the gifts that God has given you. No matter what you're gifted in, there's a place for you to use your gifts here. And I'm thankful for that too. So the way I got to Southwestern, my parents actually met here in the 70s. And that's when it was at a different place. It was on 10th Street. And then my sister came in 2001, so I stepped foot on this campus when I was in kindergarten. I was about 6 years old. Okay, maybe that wasn't right. I don't know how old I was in kindergarten. I think I was five. I don't remember. Anyway, I did get held back in preschool because I was too hyper to go to kindergarten. So there's a little fun fact there for you real quick. So I stepped foot onto Southwestern's campus when I was 6 years old, and I knew from that point on that I wanted to come to Southwestern. So my brother came, then my other sister came, and then finally it was my turn in 2013 to come. And I tried to make the most of everything, but I feel like I blinked, and it was literally graduation day. 2017 came around, and I graduated. Every single day, I miss Southwestern, and that's the truth. But I missed it so much that I got a job right next door, literally right next door, third floor. I see you guys walking to chapel. Not that I'm creepy and looking out the window watching you guys go to chapel, but my office is, like, right by chapel. So anyway, I work in discipleship ministries, like he said. I get to work with student ministries. I'm a part of the student ministries advisory team, and we get to put on some really awesome events and help youth pastors and student ministry pastors all over get resources and things like that. But in the summertime, we have an event called Youth Quest. Raise your hand if you've ever been to Youth Quest. Okay, I see some people saying that. Listen, this is a fun event, and I need some crew members for Youth Quest. So if you're interested in being a crew member next summer in 2020, we're going to Jacksonville, Florida. Come and see me, okay? We're going to Jacksonville, Florida. We could always use you there. Okay, I'm done plugging work, I think. I am also a children's pastor at Compassion Church, OKC, and I love what I get to do there as well. So thank you, Dean Davis, for allowing me to speak today. Like I said, I'm super honored that you allowed me to come here today. To let you, some of you, I know some of you in here know me pretty well, but some of you don't. I need to give you just a little bit of a rundown of a couple of things that I love. Okay, they're in no particular order, but I'm going to go ahead and let you know what I love. Number one, I love squirrels. Okay, I love squirrels. And you know why I love squirrels so much? Because they look like tiny humans. Okay, I want to put clothes on every squirrel that I see. I wish they had tiny backpacks and laptops that they were running around with. Some people hate squirrels. I know that the maintenance people here at Southwestern hate them, and that's okay. I'm willing to look past that, but every time that I wanted to see some squirrels, I'd go over to Eldon Lions Park, and I took some Doritos out there one day, and they, like, surrounded me, and it was one of the best moments of my life. I cried literal tears. I'm not kidding you. Okay, now you're like, okay, I'm definitely not going to listen to this girl. She is insane. But I do love squirrels, okay? Secondly, I love singing. I love worshiping Jesus. I love tiny, tiny things. I probably like squirrels, and I even brought a tiny Bible today. How cute is this thing? Listen, it is tiny but mighty, okay? The Word of God is still in this tiny little thing, okay? So I brought that with me. It even has my name on it. Okay. I also love watching videos of people falling. That's really fun and enjoyable. I love acting. I love making people laugh. And most of all, I love Jesus. Can we give a round of applause for Jesus in here? Yeah. He's the best thing that ever happened to me. That is 100% true. Okay, so while I was preparing for today, I kind of went all over the board trying to figure out what I was going to talk about. I wrote a very dramatic monologue, okay? A very dramatic monologue, and I was this close to performing it today. And it just was not the ticket. It just was not for today. I don't know that it would have gone over very well. Maybe sometime I'll use it, but it just wasn't for today. I also tried out a couple different characters that maybe could have come along with me because I mentioned that I love acting. So I tried out a couple of characters on my sister. One's name was Maple Butterbean. Didn't go over well at all. My sister was like, those people are going to turn their ears off immediately if you use Maple Butterbean. Who makes up a name Maple Butterbean? Me. I do, okay? I know everybody's thinking I'm the weirdest person in the world, but it's okay. That's who I am, and I am proud to be weird. So I kept trying to think, what in the world am I going to talk about today? What am I going to talk about? And things kept coming back to the whole idea of taking every thought captive. Have you guys ever heard of this thing, taking your thoughts captive? It's written in Scripture. How many of you raise up hands? Yep. Taking your thoughts captive. That's so important. In 2 Corinthians 10:15, which is my main thing that I want to talk about today, if you want to throw that verse up there, you can. It says, "We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ." Let's go ahead and pray. Jesus, we thank you so much for this day. God, I thank you that we have the ability in this room to freely worship you. God, I thank you that you created us to be incredible beings. God, you created us to have feelings and to have thoughts. And I pray right now that you will open hearts and minds to be receptive of the word, of your word, Jesus. We thank you that you are a sweet and kind and gentle God who loves us more than anything. God, we give you our hearts today. In your name we pray. Amen. So number one, we just got to get it out there. Number one, acknowledge it that Satan is a liar. Do you believe that? Okay, I want you to acknowledge it. I want you to say it out loud with me. Satan is a liar. Now turn to your neighbor, and I want you to tell them or her. If you want to add some attitude to it, you can. Satan is a liar, okay? He is such a liar. Satan is a big old liar. Everybody, bring it back in right here. Thank you for your participation. Super proud of you. I saw you guys. Way to go. Satan is a liar. And he will literally do anything he can to make you feel isolated and alone. Do you know that's true? He will pull you away from your friends. He will make you lose interest in things that bring you the most joy. And he will feed you lies until you can't feel anything anymore. Because that's who he is. Daily, our minds are attacked from all angles. In 1 Peter 5:8, it says, "Be alert and sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." How many of you know that we are surrounded by things that are vying for our attention? We are surrounded by things that are evil, thoughts that are not of God constantly. Is anybody in here? Have you ever been attacked by thoughts that aren't of God? Yeah, I know daily I'm attacked by thoughts like that. It could be broken relationships and friendships. It could be good that's twisted into evil, terrible things that are happening in the world. And one of the things that I think that Satan uses the most these days is social media to attack us in a certain way. Listen, I love social media. I have all kinds of social medias. I like to jump on there and get connected with friends that I haven't seen in a long time. I think that there are a ton of good things about social media. But I think that there are a ton of things that are crippling about social media. And it's not just our generation that can be crippled by social media. I have, I don't know, maybe you guys do too, but I know that I have a couple of grannies in my town, my hometown of Rolla that has 400 people there. I know I have some super dramatic grannies that post on Facebook. Anybody else have any dramatic grannies that post on Facebook? Like, they are stirring up trouble. Like, I have an aunt. She will post the most bizarre stuff on Facebook. Like, offensive stuff you wouldn't even tell your friend, like, that's next to you. Like, super offensive stuff. And she's just like, oh, yeah, I just shared it. Thought that was really good. Thought I'd just share it. No, it's super toxic. What are you doing? No, that doesn't good. And then their little friends will get on there and like, I don't agree with that. Well, I don't agree with you not agreeing with it. Blah, blah, blah. It just goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. It's toxic. So it's not just our generation. I know that I'll get on Instagram some days and Satan will attack me. And if I'm the only one, it's fine. But I'll get on Instagram some days and I'll be looking at like some girl who's posting about something and be like, she's so cute. I'm so sad I'm not that cute. Could never pull off those shoes, but she can. I'm so sad. There's no way. That's the enemy. That's the enemy making you compare yourself with others. You know that you're not supposed to do that? He didn't make us to compare our gifts or our beauty or anything about us with somebody else. That's not what God did. That's Satan coming into our minds, putting toxic thoughts in there, making us feel like we're this small. And in our hands, we have a device all the time with us. You have your phones with you 24/7. We have a device that can help us bring life to people, or we have a device in our hands that can help us bring death to people. Because it could be text message, it could be social media, it could be things you're not supposed to be looking at. All over the board, that device can be used for good and can be used for evil. And I encourage you, when you catch yourself using that device for not good things, I encourage you to capture that. Acknowledge it for what it is. Say, Satan, you're not going to have a hold of me today. There's no way. Acknowledge it, that Satan is a liar. Put that thing down for 5 minutes. Come back to it. Pray, whatever you need to do. Moving on to two is take it captive. Take it captive. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. I want to read that again. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. So what does it mean to take your thoughts captive? I love how the writer uses the word demolish in our first verse. If you'll go back to our first verse that we had up there. He uses the word demolish. And it's not just like a little pat. It's not just like a little nudge. But demolish, like a building. Because I was just thinking of a building in my mind with like a sledgehammer, but that probably wouldn't work. You need a bulldozer. Okay, let's think of a bulldozer. So a bulldozer's demolishing arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. Okay? Secondly, you're capturing it and you're squashing it before it has a chance to take root in your mind. Because we know those thoughts, those toxic thoughts that get in your mind, they can take root and take hold and affect the way that you act, affect the way that you respond in conversations to where you're almost unrecognizable to your friends. You're acting out of your character. You're not seeming like yourself. Something's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. It's Satan. He's a liar, and he's allowing those thoughts to take root in your mind and change the way you're thinking about things. And I understand that it's not sunshine and rainbows all the time. I'm not saying that you have to be on top of the world like, hi, I'm Miss Susie Sunshine. I'm here to brighten your day. Okay, I'm going to just be happy all the time because absolutely nothing bad happens to me in my whole life. No, that is not true. That's not accurate at all. Everybody has bad days. Everybody has thoughts that attack them. Every person does that. But the good news is that Satan's lies have zero power in the name of Jesus. Zero power in the name of Jesus. How comforting is that to know? And the enemy trembles and he leaves at the mere mention of the name of Jesus. So if you have no idea what to do, but these thoughts are coming at you, did you know that all you have to do is say the name of Jesus? Jesus. Jesus. I'm not good enough to do that. Jesus. You're never going to amount to anything. Jesus. Jesus, I need you. That's all you have to do because his name is powerful enough to cover everything. God's power is made perfect in our weakness. And just like I said, it's not sunshine and rainbows all the time. But did you know it's okay to not be perfect all the time? It's okay. We don't have to be perfect. He's not expecting us to be sunshine and rainbows all the time. He doesn't want us to get in a place where we feel like isolated and completely alone and stay there. But he made us. He made us to be beings that have feelings. So even in the darkest times, even in the moments where you're at your lowest, God loves you just as much as he does when you're at your highest moment. It took me a long time to realize that. I felt like if I was in a place where I was feeling angry or I was feeling upset at somebody, I felt like I was sinning. And yes, don't think about like, yes, there is sin associated with bad thoughts and stuff. But God doesn't expect me to be perfect. He doesn't. So I thought for the longest time that if I was low, God didn't want to be near me. And that's not true at all. That's a lie from Satan for sure. Because he does. He loves you and he wants to accept you. And I was talking to my uncle about this. And I was just like, I just feel like God's mad at me when I'm angry about things. I feel like God is... I guess I just said, I just feel like God's angry. And he said, Meredith, I feel like God just gave me a word for you. And he said, God is no more mad at you than a kind father would be picking up his toddler that's learning how to walk. God is no more mad at you than a kind father would be picking up a toddler, putting them back on their feet, and sending them off again to walk. Can you imagine a father like smacking them down and be like, why can't you learn how to walk? You're 2 years old. You should have already done this. No, that's not who God is. That's not in his character. Because we're all learning to walk on this journey of life. Check. Sorry, I thought this mic went out for a second. Check. We're all learning to walk on this journey of life. And just imagine that. Any time that you feel like you're getting caught up in something or feeling like God's mad at you, that's not definitely not in his character. And he wants to love you and help you walk on this journey of life. Okay, so I'm a hands-on learner, and I saw somebody do this in a sermon one time, and it really helped me. And I know you guys are going to really enjoy it, okay? You're going to be all participate because it's really fun. Are you so excited? Oh, wow, there's a lot of excitement in here. Looking forward to it. Okay, so do you want me to make you stand up or can you do it sitting down? If I have full participation, then you can stay seated. Agreed? Yeah, okay. So how do we take our thoughts captive? Okay, I have to do this daily. And people probably think I am swatting gnats out of the air. But this is what we're going to do, okay? We're going to grab this thought, okay? We're going to grab it. We're going to dangle it over here, shake it around just a little bit to make it really dizzy. Throw it on the ground, okay? I want to see it one more time. Let's do it. Take that thought. I'm not good enough. You're never going to amount to anything. Okay, take it, dangle it, dangle it, dangle it. Throw it on the ground. Okay, and we're not stopping there, okay? Because this lie needs to be taken captive, and it needs to be squashed. So we're going to take it, dangle it, dangle it, dangle it. Okay, boom, 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 boom. Throw it on the ground. Step on it. Kill it, crush it, crush it. Okay? You got it? So randomly, I will do this. And I don't care what people think about it, honestly, because I have to do something to take these thoughts captive. Okay, so I'll grab it. I'll be like in the store and I'll be like thinking, oh, poor me. Blah, 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 blah. Ew. Crush it. I'm like, there was a bug. Did you see it? Did you see that cockroach? That was insane. Oh, no, there's another one. Oh, kill it, kill it, kill it. Crush it. That's just what I do. It works for you. It works for me. I'm sure it can work for you too. Okay, number 3, make it obedient to Christ. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. How beautiful is that? Whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable. God made us to have good and abundant lives. And thinking on things that are lovely and pure and abundant, those are wonderful things. And how can we make those thoughts obedient to Christ? So after we throw them off and we cast them on the ground and we squash it, what are we going to do after that? We're going to take those thoughts that we had and we're going to make them obedient to Christ. And one way we can do that is by clinging to the truth that we find in Scripture. Replace those thoughts with what God says about you in His Word. I'm a friend of Jesus. I am a child of God. My old self was crucified with Christ, and I am no longer a slave to sin. My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who dwells in me. That's how you fight those thoughts. You read His Word, His true Word that never returns void, over your life. And those thoughts stand no chance against you. Satan's lies stand no chance against you. Even with songs, like songs we sang today, make those your battle cry. Make that what you go to when something's attacking you. There's so many songs that you could think of that you could sing over it. It doesn't matter what it is. Whatever works for you, you've got to beat this because you're above this. Because God is in you, you are above the lies of the enemy. You are above the lies of the enemy. So if that's singing, if that's shouting, if that's screaming, if it's whispering the name of Jesus, whatever you need to do, do it. And also, it's really important to seek help from others. This is super, super, super huge, okay? There is absolutely nothing wrong with asking for help. Did you know that it's vital that you ask for help? Because we cannot live and walk alone in darkness. God didn't make us to live alone and walk in darkness. He made us to be in community with others. He made us to be able to have support from fellow believers. People who will lift us up and point us in the right direction when we are so down, we can't move. When we're so isolated, we feel paralyzed. God made us to be in community with others so that they can point us in the right direction and say, hey, why don't you think about it this way? And read Scripture over you, whatever it is. And there is freedom in talking about it. Do you believe that? There's freedom in talking about the things that are bogging you down. For the past year, I've been going to see a counselor, and it has completely changed my life. And I mean that. Like, I had some thoughts that were super toxic that were just nagging at my mind all the time. And one of my friends was like, hey, have you ever thought about counseling? And I was like, oh, but I thought that weak people went to counseling. Oh, I thought this is blah, 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 blah. Tried to do all this stuff because the enemy, guess what he was doing? Putting lies in my mind about counseling. No, counselors need counselors. Everybody on earth can benefit from counseling. Our great counselor is our Father in heaven. So we can benefit from that. Don't ever be afraid. If the enemy's trying to come at you, if you need help, go seek help. There is nothing wrong with it. God wants you to do that. There are people here on campus, mentors, friends, professors, Dean Davis, people all over this campus who are willing to listen if you need to talk. So don't walk isolated and alone like Satan wants you to walk, because you're meant to walk in freedom and in life and in joy and in peace. That's what you're meant to do. Also, surround yourself with people who will build you up. If you've got friends in your life who are toxic friends, people who are constantly speaking death over you without even realizing it, you've got to get those out of your life too. Toxic friends will pull you down. Or how about you catch them the next time they say something negative and be like, hey, that wasn't very nice. Hey, I know I used to agree with you about this, but actually that's not at all of God. Let's throw that out. And if you need to, guess what you can do? Whoop, boop, crush. If you need to, rip it out of their minds too. Just take it. Don't rip their hair out or anything, but take it out of their minds, throw it on the ground, crush it. They'll be like, was there a bug in my hair? No, they were lies from the enemy. That's what was in your hair, okay? So my question for you today, I want to recap real quick, actually. I want to recap. Number one is Satan is a liar. Number two, take it captive. Number three, make it obedient to Christ. And my question for you today is, what thoughts do you need to take captive and make obedient to Christ? Are there thoughts in your life that are bogging you so down that you can't breathe? Are there thoughts maybe that you haven't told anyone in your life because you're afraid of what they'll think of you? Are there thoughts that you've been living with for 21 years and it's so normal that you don't even realize it? Is anybody in here struggling with this? I know that I do daily. Thoughts like, I'm not good enough. Take it captive. I'm not good enough for Jesus to forgive me. Take it captive. Their gift God gave them is better than mine. Take it captive. People wouldn't look at me the same if they knew what I've done. Take it captive. I would be better off not living. Take it captive. Those are lies from the enemy that you are not meant to think. God didn't create us to be on this earth to just get by. Jesus came to this earth so we could be in a personal relationship with him. And the only way to be free from the torment of sin and Satan's lies is to be in a personal relationship with him. That's the fact. Jesus said, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Abundant life. A life full of hope and joy. A life full of promises to be with him for eternity. It's not too late to accept him into your heart. It's never too late to accept him into your heart. There is freedom from what you're feeling today. And that's a relationship with Jesus Christ. There is freedom in his name. Would everybody just bow your heads with me today? If you are here today and you would say, there are thoughts that are attacking me every minute of every day. May not be every minute, but there are thoughts that are coming at me that I feel like I can't hold on to anymore. I don't have any control. I don't feel anything anymore. The lies of the enemy have taken root in my heart. If that's you today, I just want you to raise your hand. You don't need to be embarrassed about it. If there are lies that are attacking you and you need help, I want you to raise your hand today. Is there anybody in here who doesn't have a personal relationship with Jesus? But you know that you need a personal relationship with Jesus? Maybe he's been tugging on your hearts for the past couple of chapels. Maybe he's been whispering love into your ear, but you've just been ignoring it. Is there anybody that would say today, I want to accept Jesus as my Savior? If you just want to slip your hand up, I'd love to pray with you. Let's all pray this prayer together. Jesus, I thank you for coming to this earth and dying on the cross for my sins. God, I thank you that you made me to live an abundant life, free from the lies of Satan. God, in whatever is in my mind, I capture it. I make it obedient to you, Father. I give it to you, and I'm not taking it back. Thank you for being the Lord of my life. Amen. Guys, thank you so much for letting me be with you today. I hope that you have a wonderful day.
One more big hand for Miss Meredith. What a great job today.
With her tiny Bible. It is. Does it have words in it for real? Oh my gosh. It is small. I need 6 glasses to see that. Amen. What a great day. Man, God has just been doing some wonderful things in chapel. Just in the last 2 weeks, we've had over 30 individuals give their life to Jesus Christ. Can we just give God praise for that? So wonderful. Let's stand together. Don't forget, you need to scan on the way out. I hope you've checked in with the chaplains on the way in, but you got to scan on the way out so that we make sure you got your record. God bless you guys. Have a good day.
Thank you for tuning in today for our podcast, 7210, The Chapel Series. 7210 is a production of Southwestern Christian University, produced by April Black, and I'm David Roman. Check out the university on our website at swcu.edu and find out more about the over 30 different degree programs that we offer. The campus is located at 7210 Northwest 39th Expressway in Bethany, Oklahoma. Stop by and check us out either on the web or at our main campus.